Corporate social responsibility. I'd like to talk to you today about an approach to doing business that is fast gaining popularity. It is the concept of triple bottom line. We all know the term bottom line and what it refers to, namely the financial profitability of the company. Triple bottom line, or 3BL, as it is sometimes called, recognizes that there are two other important factors in measuring a company's success: social performance and environmental performance. But in a more friendly way, 3BL is about people, planet, and profits. Nor are there things unconnected. The three legs are, in fact, strongly linked. Why is this important? In today's global economy, the standards set by business and not by government are more and more what affect people's lives. The environment, as well all know, is under unprecedented pressure. In many sectors, transport, energy, generation, production of chemicals and plastics, business can play its part in reducing pollution, particularly CO2 emissions into the atmosphere. It can also take more responsibility for the full life cycle of products, from manufacture to disposal. In the area of social performance, businesses must consider the welfare of their employees and the communities in which they operate. In the pursuit of a better financial bottom line, companies will naturally look to reduce their labor costs. This may mean cutting costs or wages, or it may mean outsourcing work or relocating to a country where labor is cheaper. All too often, the impact of these actions on the workforce is not taken properly into account. One aspect of social responsibility, sponsorship of community projects, has already been taken up by companies on a wide scale. That is probably because companies have been quick to see the financial benefit of the good publicity that comes from being involved in such helpful projects. Does all this sound nice? Of course it does, but it's not enough to say you are going to follow a policy of corporate social responsibility. To make a difference, companies have to walk the talk. So how do you go about translating good intentions into concrete actions that will really make a difference? The first thing is to be attentive to the needs of all stakeholders. This means that companies must recognize their responsibilities not only to their shareholders, but also be committed to respecting their employees, their suppliers, their customers, and the local community and environment in which they operate. The second point is about audits and reporting. Companies already submit their financial accounts for audit. They must also submit to social audits and environmental impact audits. These must be reported to the outside world so that everyone can see the results of their performance in the three key areas, thus tying companies to their promises. However, this means that companies have to be honest and open about their actions and so expose themselves to public criticism. It's easy to advertise your successes to your customer. It's not so easy to publicize the level of pollution from your company or, if you are a private company, to disclose your financial results.